go to the powder room.
God.
All right. Well, we're back.
We're here.
Welcome to season 3 of Thick and Tired.
I can't even believe it.
With Corinne and Cass.
Yeah. The curvy godmothers.
With Corinne and Cass. Look at us. Look at us, bitch.
Look at how far we've come.
You look different.
Do I? What's different?
Did you get some work done during our hiatus? So, like, wait. Before we really get into it, so Corinne got whooping cough, and then it all went down from there.
Wait, first of all, I did get whooping cough, but I had whooping cough for like 4 weeks. It was terrible. I wouldn't wish that shit on my worst enemy.
And when she called me and told me originally, like, listen, like, it started as like, listen, we're not going to do the podcast this week because I have whooping cough. And I'm like, are you from 1902?
No, at first I was like, wait a minute, I can't get rid of this cough. And then I was like, what is this?
I thought whooping
everyone's
cough,
like, go to the doctor. I went to the doctor 4 times, by the way.
I thought it was like, I thought whooping cough was some like disease, like, only like pilgrims caught.
Yeah, like prehistoric.
Like Lord, Lady Palizzi contracted whooping cough and didn't make it. And now this bitch had it for a month.
Yeah.
And we didn't do that. And then shit just got real wild.
Yeah.
And then you had your busy season. I had my busy season. Yeah. Was busier than ever.
Yeah. And it's a lot when you're in your busy season. It's a lot to be able to like to have to stop, do podcast stuff.
Right.
It almost becomes like it's too much. So we had no choice. We had to take a hiatus. Yeah.
And like, I feel like being a vendor in the wedding industry, it's hard because I always said this as being a wedding coordinator, planning a wedding always comes like second in everyone's life. Everyone has like a 9-to-5 and then they work and then like do the wedding stuff on the weekends or like after, you know what I mean? So I feel like our lives really like start.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying
to say?
It's
so funny because like, you know, like when people say like not to like kind of like comment off of that, you know, when people are like what you're saying with like the working, it's like 9-to-5, yes. Then they go home, they plan the wedding. I feel like when I planned my wedding, and I'm sure you felt the same, when you were done or even during the planning process, did you not get that like excitement a little bit? Like, I feel like I was a very chill bride because I was just like, I do this all the time.
Well, like, what do you mean? Did I not get that excitement? Like I happy it was over?
No, not happy it was over.
Oh, did I not get? No, I did because I'm a narcissist, so I loved it being all about me. And
yes, me too. But like, I feel like I didn't. I was more like, it's fine. Everything will work out. Like, I wasn't like an ass to the vendors.
No,
like I wasn't bitchy like that. Because like I wasn't like a high. What's the word I'm looking
maintenance,
for?
High maintenance.
Yeah, I wasn't high maintenance.
You not high maintenance?
Not for the. I feel like not as a bride.
No, I just. I made everything very logistically easy for myself. I literally, first of all, I had 17 bridesmaids.
Which 17. Is insane.
I had 17 bridesmaids. I knew that if they were all going to get ready with me, I would have to wake up at the fucking 3 a.m. and I wasn't about to do that. So I said, you know what? My sisters and my best friend will get ready with me. Everyone else meet me at my house at 1 p.m. And that's exactly what happened. It was very easy. Church was 4 houses down from me. And then I had my reception at the Piermont, which is literally right around the block from me. So I was in bed. Wedding I did at freaking 11, I was in bed by 11:20.
That's insane.
Eating cake.
I would have been doing the same.
Yeah. You know, so.
I went to sleep with, in my bed. Paul went downstairs, drank a little bit more with
by himself?
No, everyone was downstairs at the hotel. And then
the hotel.
I went to sleep. I was like, I'm exhausted. And then little Sam was in the bed and we both passed out in the bed and that was it.
If you
He did come back up at some point, but I don't remember what it was.
Here's a question for you.
Sure.
If you could do your wedding over, what would you do differently?
I think about
this a lot.
I have thought about this. There were two things that 100% I would have done differently. I loved the venue that I had gotten married in.
What did you do? Humpstead House?
Sands Point Village Club.
Okay.
Not the one where you bring everything in. It's like the Guggenheim Mansion. It's on the golf course.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes.
So loved my venue, but
Guggenheim. Okay, sorry, my tics. Go ahead.
They had no. The air conditioner was horrendous, and everyone was sweating like we swam in pools all day. Like it was.
It was September.
September 28th. I thought I'm going to get like a nice 75 degree day, blah, blah, whatever. And I was sitting on air conditioning vents with my dress up over the vent trying to air conditioning my thighs and butt because it was so hot.
And you had that insane dress.
Yeah, with the sleeves and the Swarovski.
Beaded Swarovski.
I almost passed out on the steps. It was terrible.
Beaded Swarovski. I can't say the word.
Swarovski? Swarovski?
beaded Swarovski bodice.
Yeah, close enough.
Beaded Swarovski bodice, full ball gown skirt.
Full ball gown, tulle. And I had the seamstress take all this crinoline out.
And your ceremony was outside.
That was the coolest part of the night because there was a breeze. So by the time we had gone outside, I was like, thank God, because it's a little bit chillier. So you would change, not chillier, but.
You would have changed your venue?
I just wish they would have had air conditioning.
Did they not have it or was it broke?
They said that that's as cool as it goes. And even like the DJ, who we all know, we love Josh.
Fucking love Josh. Love him. Shout out.
Like, I just want to put him in like my pocket and like.
I want to read him Goodnight Moon and tuck him in at night. That's how much I love him. He's adorable.
Yes.
He's a grown-ass man.
He's literally. Isn't he married?
No, he's a girlfriend. She's adorable.
Okay, well, I've never met her, but I can only imagine that she's adorable.
12 core, boop, boop. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
So, he was like, I remember at the wedding, I was like, it's fucking hot in here.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's so hot. And I was like, yeah, I'm like, they're saying that's as low as it goes. It was, everyone was like, does this place have air?
And then when you danced, it was probably worse. It was
horrible. Horrible.
But then you made it snow.
We made it snow.
Of course you did, bougie ass bitch.
That was my husband.
So wait, so you would have like, okay, so maybe you would have changed the month and not the venue because you loved your venue.
I love the venue. I just wish that, yes, I wish it was cooler. But I don't know. Like, would that have made a difference? I'm not sure. It was a little cramped in there. We probably could have like moved people around a little bit better had I known that like 100 people didn't fit in the one room.
Right.
We needed two rooms, but I would have put more people in the middle room.
Now let me ask you, would have you changed your dress? Let me tell you something.
So it's very hard because I look at 600 dresses a day.
I know.
So that's very hard.
Yeah.
I loved my dress so much. But as you move on throughout life, your styles change.
I know.
And if I was to get married tomorrow.
What would be your dress?
I probably would have gone back to my original dress, which was an all satin. And I probably would have done.
And yes, this is a 1 liter Diet Coke bottle. I asked for a personal one with my lunch and Corinne gives me the fucking 1 liter, whatever. Anyway.
There's Gianna back there.
Yeah, thanks, Gianna. Thanks, Gianna. So you would have changed. I would have, first of all, not only would I have done one dress, I would have done
three. Oh, well, like, I did do two.
Three.
Yeah, I definitely would have done more dresses. I did do two dresses, though.
I know. Yeah. I should have done two dresses.
But thank God. But I did not love my second dress. I love the designer.
Maggie?
Yeah. I'm a Maggie girl, true and
which one was it? True. It was the vintage one, right?
It was the, oh my God, I'm going to draw a drink, a blank. Like, I'm going to draw a drink. Maybe I want
to
get drunk.
Do you have
drunk.
Something to tell us?
I might want to get drunk. I might need a tequila.
We should drink.
We should drink. We should do shots. Does anyone want to see us
and
do
then
shots?
Drive home to my three-year-old. So no, that's don't do really that. Responsible.
We'll get you an Uber. Hello, Gianna can drive you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Gianna's not five anymore. Wait, so. Or Sid. It was, what was it? It was the Maggie Sid. I know this dress.
Yeah, it was like the Matilda. Gianna, what was it? It starts with an M. Gianna, will look it up.
What was your first dress? The Maggie Sotero.
The Allen Lynette.
Oh.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous dress.
And then the second one was completely different.
Completely different. But it had the same, I wanted that like old Hollywood vibe.
Yeah.
But the dresses that are coming out now.
Oh, they're insane.
Oh my God. Some of these dresses that come in, I'm like, this would have been my second
dress.
I will
100%. Say, Maggie Sotero and Sotero Midgley line, like you've.
Gorgeous.
What I, fucking insane.
This season.
Yes.
Out of the park. Unbelievable. One dress.
Matilda. Lynette. Yeah.
Is that really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So this season, the Tina. Amazing. We got it in 2 weeks ago. It's already sold. I don't want to say. It sold a lot. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous gown. It looks beautiful on everyone. Of course, those haters on Instagram said that it was too much dress for me.
Okay.
But
meanwhile, they're fucking home playing Words with Friends. Fuck
if
off.
If one more person. I'm so over it.
Wait.
I'm over it.
Every nasty comment that we see on Instagram, you click it. It's like. A 60-year-old woman probably lives like in Utah, and their username.
I don't
want to
hate on people
name.
From Utah. I have a couple friends there.
Who the fuck do you know from Utah?
I have friends.
All right, listen.
But it's could just be like some random person from some.
It's like
random
Jean Marie 1984, and then you look at her page, and it's a Facebook page, and she's got like. Fucking cats all over her, and she looks, it's just like terrible. And it's like, how can you comment?
It's literally terrible.
But you know what I realized as I'm getting older? It literally, like, and I'm 37 now, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a flying fuck. These people that comment, it's all a reflection of what they feel.
Oh, 100%.
And it's like, you can't even get mad anymore. Like, I have some friends that will say shit about, I'm just like, you're, it's, Like, yeah, it's all
they, the more that we've been posting, especially me and Gianna, because we do those mom bride, like, which one?
I don't know how you
Gianna,
do.
First of all, they're like, the one lady was like, I can't tell who's the mother and who's the daughter, which, okay, fine. But, like, Gianna doesn't look like she has
a
child.
Gianna looks like she's 5 years old.
But, like, come on now. Do you know what I mean? Like, but I love when they're like, oh, my God, you guys look like sisters. Like, that's adorable. I love it. Like, it feeds right into my ego. Right. I'm sure Gianna doesn't love it, but whatever. She'll get over it.
Yeah.
She could go to therapy later for it. It's fine.
You'll just pay her therapy bill.
Fuck that.
Wait.
Just insurance.
Wait, so these yes, so these twats are saying stuff. It's like, okay, fine. But Maggie Sotero, and then you know who? I used to be an Essence girl.
I know.
But now that you're, like, the new Maggie shit's coming out, and you're posting it, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's very much like that Bridgerton. It has that very, yes, like, Renaissance era thing going on. They're very royal and beautiful, and if you're looking for a boil gown,
there's antibiotics at CVS. Please call your doctor.
Oh, I'm gonna fall off my chair.
If you're looking for boils, please, you're disgusting.
Something's first of all, I have brain seeds.
And that's enough for today, everyone. We'll see you back on the next episode of Thick and Tired with Corinne and Cass.
Brain fog. Look it.
Yeah.
My eyes are tearing.
Okay, what are you?
I can't help it. I'm getting older. My brain is going. It's not cool, man. Wait till you're my age.
It's coming.
Not fast.
It's fucking coming.
You still have like 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. I'm 37. What the fuck was I just saying? Oh, I used to be an Essence girl.
Yes, I'm
and
sorry.
Now, no.
Yes.
And now, like, Maggie's, like, bringing it. Is that in? Because I haven't been on the floor in a while, and I'm going to come back, right?
Yes, I know. She's going to come back and do, like, bougie appointments. Yes. Like, private VIP appointments. You can, yes, request Cassidy.
Which is so much fun because, first of all, you're going to, yeah, leave here with a dress because that's just how that, right? That's
oh,
how
yeah.
I always was.
If you, whether you like it or not, you're walking out dress in hand. Just hand Cassidy your credit card bill and please call it a day.
No, hand me your credit card because that's what I always did. I was always just like,
yeah,
you know, this is your fucking dress.
Yeah.
Because if you come to Ivory in Maine for a dress, you should not be going anywhere else. That's what my thing is. Like, you will get a dress here. We have, how many dresses do you have in inventory now?
Over 600.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah. And we want to, like, donate. And we've been taking some out.
Your dress is here. And I'm 100%. 100%.
100%.
What the fuck was I just saying?
We were talking about Maggie and Essence. And
yeah. I was an Essence girl, but now that Maggie's coming out, like, I think they're just – Essence is still stunning and beautiful, but
– there's no structure like Essence. There's no literally structure like no structure like Essence.
But Maggie, like – When you look at an Essence dress, you know that's Essence. Maggie, you're like, what? Who is that?
Yeah.
It's insane.
Because
like,
they're kind of like, yeah, they're really like, I don't know, this season was beautiful. I'm curious to see what the Allure dresses look like when they come in.
Yeah.
Just because I remember buying, being like, wow, this is different. This is very pretty. Yeah. So I'm curious to see. They usually take a little bit longer.
Can you
than
do
the
me a favor
them,
and
so,
maybe explain to everybody what?
Sure.
This used to confuse the shit out of me when I worked here. Seasons.
Oh, boy.
So what you're getting in right now.
Yes. Is spring of 2025.
Is spring of 2025. Yes. So you get. So you'll get.
We buy in the fall for spring of the following spring.
All right.
So I bought in spring, in fall of 2024, I bought spring of 2025.
So what do you see now, big? What style do you see is huge right now?
Well, we're still in a very like
ethereal Bridgerton.
That's a big thing right now, Bridgerton. With these, like, Maggie again has like a lot of that style coming out. We're still seeing this like just full satin, a lot of jacquards.
What's a jacquard? It sounds like
so
a villain
this like
from
right
Disney.
Here. See this dress right here and that dress, and it has the pattern on it. It's like a satin with a pattern.
I do love that.
That's like a jacquard.
It sounds like a Pokemon.
Pokemon?
Yeah, like jacquard.
Jacquard. I think of, like, what's his name from Aladdin?
Jafar?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I think of when I hear it. Yeah.
It's not that creative, but all right.
It's a very pretty fabric, but you have to like that. It's a little heavy. Or it could
be
on the heavier side.
Yeah, it looks like it
could be a little heavier. Organzas we see a lot of. Mm-hmm. But this very like
colors,
simplistic.
I'm seeing colors.
Colors, yeah. We have quite a few.
But when
like
I
French
worked
blue.
Here,
beautiful.
It was there. Color was there, but it was always like, oh, you're going to get that. Do you see people getting it now? Like, fucking, I'm going to
Yeah,
color.
More so.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think, again, like, we've talked about this in the past. Like, brides are like, what can I do to set myself apart from every other bride? And I think that's fantastic. I think that's amazing. Like, right. Do you?
Yeah. Okay.
Set yourself apart because all the dresses look the same.
Okay, that's great. But when is it too much? Not even dress wise, but like.
I don't know if it's necessarily too much. I think it's one of those things. Remember how your grandmother used to be like, you put on all your jewelry. I just said this to Sam the other day. Put on all the jewelry and then you take like one piece off.
No.
What?
The fuck are you talking
like
about?
In fashion. Like you get dressed, you do everything. This was like an old like grandmother wives tale thing. You get dressed, you put on all your accessories and everything, and then you're like, wait, I have to take one thing off. Because it's like that one thing made it too much or some stupid shit like that. I don't know.
Look wear it jewelry. Up.
Yeah, it's so weird, by the way. It's ridiculous.
And then Corinne's can we go get the pierce? Brand photo shoot, and she's like, I got you something. I'm like, what did you get me? She pulls out a bag of clip-on earrings. I was like, oh. She's like, these are yours.
So you
I'm
have like, clip-ons.
I don't have clip-ons.
You don't have any?
No, I feel like I look like a pirate with earrings on.
Okay, wait. I'm going to throw out something that's going to be controversial.
No, because I'm not going to look good with them. To film it on the podcast where I get my ears pierced?
Yeah.
Like I'm some kind of...
Yeah, I would do it. I'm going to go get my Botox. I'll let you film it.
Oh, okay. We'll do that. Well, Corinne's getting Botox. First of all, folks, if you've noticed...
I just did it in my head.
I got my whole forehead done. Corinne got her lips done since we last spoke.
I did.
And it looks so natural and perfect.
Yeah, well, I told her. She was great. Her name was Allie. She's over at... What's the name of the place, Cross Street?
I have no idea. In Sayville. She's in Sayville.
She's in Sayville. She's on... They're on... not Railroad. They're on, like, South Main, I think it is. Mm. I can't think of the name of it all of a sudden. But great, sweet, sweet girl. Told her exactly what I wanted. I'm like, please don't give me those, like, poofy Kardashian. I'm getting older. I just want a little sprinkle.
Pick me up.
I just want them to look like pouty. And she was like, I got you.
Maybe I'll do it next.
It was amazing. Let's go. Let's film it.
Yeah. You think so?
100%. I'm coming with you.
Will you sponsor that?
Yes.
Will I remain sponsored?
Wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah, sure. What does it mean? Bitch, you pay it. Anyway.
You go get your lips done and I'll do my.
Yeah, I'm okay though.
But you don't. I don't even think you need your lips.
It's my wrinkles. I'm when my dad. Okay, so my dad has like very, and the oldest daughter is just like their dad. Here I am, and he like his 11s, and like I saw it starting to become an issue, and I was like, I got to get this nipped in the bud. Anyway,
can you see them?
I mean, yours aren't bad. Mine was like bad. Like I have nothing. Like literally no wrinkles. Nothing on my face right now.
Everyone's always like, oh my god, how do you stay so young? I'm like, I stay chubby.
Yeah. Stay
hello.
Stay plump.
There are good things about being plumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
That there's no wrinkle on that skin.
Do you know what else is different than last year?
I couldn't help my forehead though. What, your hair?
Yeah. Last year I was like a caramel with blonde.
Caramel?
It was like a caramel brown.
Caramel?
I say caramel. Caramel? What's the difference? It's the same freaking thing. It's like spelled, potato.
No, it's spelled C-A-R-A-M-E-L. How do you spell caramel, Gianna? And caramel, where's the A? The other A.
Caramel? Caramel sauce?
C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
Caramel.
I say caramel, though.
Do you say coffee or coffee?
Coffee.
Okay, then shut up. It's the same shit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Because it's not spelled C-A-W-F-F-E. Is that the way you spell coffee?
Gianna, how do you spell coffee? Anyway. Busy season's coming.
Ugh, well, I'm in it right now.
Are you? Okay, so what is the busy
season? So you're dead, I'm busy.
It's not, yeah, no, listen.
It's not dead, it's
your. No, it's pretty,
that's your season.
I can make my own schedule, but I give myself off in January because, like, I have to, like, recover from Christmas, and Christmas was a fucking shit show this year. And then I have two in February. February, you know, people like to get married in February. March is, like, consider the dead of winter, and I don't get a lot of inquiries for March. When I do, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it because, like,
yeah,
whatever. But April, we pick right back up again. Yeah. So it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
You know
but,
what
like,
I mean?
it's not, like, wedding season.
No, it's not wedding season.
It's buying season.
What is that? Oh, so it's after wedding dress buying season.
Yes, it's wedding dress buying season. So this is what happens. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving hits, Christmas hits. Then everyone gets engaged. Yes. Then all these girls go, oh my God, I want to get married in June because they want a June wedding and they just got engaged for the holiday. Or they say, hey, I want to get married in the fall, which is like September, October, November, which is obviously we all know some of the busiest months of the year for weddings. So everybody.
It's not the busiest month.
Right. So everybody comes now because they just got engaged for the holidays. Then it usually kind of goes through, and then everyone gets engaged for Valentine's Day and the same stuff happens again. And then it slows down a little bit.
Are you seeing a lot of brides come in with like very short deadlines, and do you want to light yourself on fire when they do that?
I mean, if I had a pack of matches, it could be very dangerous.
Right, because I feel like when I used to work here, we would get some girls be like, hey, I'm getting married. Oh, great. Let's make an appointment. When's your wedding? Oh, like 5 months from now.
Yeah, it's to the point where you're like, oh, my God. Like, I physically get nervous for them. Like, Gianna will come into the office and she'll be like, you know, this girl's wedding is in May. Blah, blah, blah. What can we get her? And I'm like,
and you want to help as much as you can.
Of course. I'm like, let's check stock. And I tell them, listen, you need to have an open mind if you want to be able to order a dress, because I have to be able to find you something that I'm able to get. So bear with me. And some girls are getting rush fees at this point because there's no other way to do it. But like, also, if you're getting married in May, I can't even get you a Maggie at this point.
Really?
There's some stock, but if there's no stock, their ship date, I believe, is like
But let's say the dress comes in and it's in, but alterations too. You have to figure your alterations are going to take some time too.
Yeah. It's, you want to leave like 4 to 6 weeks for alterations.
Right.
So that knocks out.
Which some people think it's not a lot, but I tell them all the time it's fine.
It's a month and a half.
Yes. I say it's fine. Like knowing from what I know from working here.
Yeah.
It's total, like, that's good.
Yeah.
You know,
like last year we were like inundated.
Really?
Yeah.
Inundated.
I said it right? I feel like I always say that word wrong too.
Inundated.
Inundated.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's right. That's great. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I get a gold star.
Not really. Don't go that
with with alterations. It was crazy the amount of alterations that we took last year in the store.
Especially
because I don't even remember. The numbers are insane though. Because even with the amount of people that were coming in, and then we were taking off the street people. Because we, like, didn't say no to anyone. I can tell you right now, though, this year, that will not be happening. And we will have to say no to people.
Are you only going to do Ivory and Maine brides this year?
So, no. We don't necessarily have to take Ivory and Maine brides. But we can't overload ourselves like we did last year. It's too much. And we, even with the staff that I have, and we have a decently large staff for alterations, we can't accommodate. Like, right. I can't stretch people that thin. It's Well, it's not right, first of all. We had poor Mr. Gonzalo, man. Who? He was working like 60. He's one of the seamstresses.
I didn't know. Who the fuck is this?
What do you call a seamstress that's a male? A tailor? He's one of the tailors.
He's a seamstro?
He's a seamstro.
Who is that?
You didn't mean Gonzalo?
No, bitch.
Oh my God, he's
no
the
idea
sweetest,
that
sweetest,
you fucking
sweetest
fired
man
a man
ever.
Named Gonzalo.
He works on a lot of the dresses. Well, he works on like a, yeah, he's a what?
Seamster, it says.
A seamster?
He's a seamster.
That sounds like a teamster.
It's
What's
a
not
male
right?
Seamstress can be called a seamster in recent times.
Let's just call him a tailor, because Sam likes us to refer to her as the tailor.
I like tailor, too. That's nice.
And we're also, it's the atelier, because it sounds fancy, and we're a little fancier, so I don't just want to be like a regular alterations. Like, I'm not doing...
Atelier. Big words today.
Yeah.
We're really upping up our vocab this season of Thick
All
and
of
Tired.
It. Well, we're changing a lot of things.
Yeah.
So many changes that happened from when the podcast ended. From when the podcast ended to now, the amount of changes that took place within the company have been crazy, and all for the good.
Yeah.
All for the good of the company and to move forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about?
Moving forward?
Yeah. No, moving backwards, you fucking idiot. Moving forward.
You're so rude to me.
I'm getting my period. I actually just got it.
I was going to say, you just got it.
I got it 4 days early. I was FaceTiming with my friend Steph.
You can write in and tell us how
I'm
not nice
you
are.
I was FaceTiming my friend Steph, and she goes, let me ask you something. I'm like, what? She goes, are you getting your period because you're being a bitch? And I was like, oh. I'm like, yes, I am. I think I am.
You are.
But it makes sense because I like wanted to kill Rob this week.
Then that is exactly what's happening. But
for
you just
stupid
got it, so
stuff. Because he's like the best guy ever. The best dad, the best husband. But
he's
like,
a sweetie.
Change the bathroom garbage. Why do I always have to change the bathroom fucking garbage?
You don't have a cleaning lady.
I do. But she comes once a month. I'm not like, comes once a month.
Shut up.
And I change the
garbage. I can't do that. How do you only have her come? I'm not trying to be an ass, and I'm not that type of person. My cleaning people come in. There's like three of them. They're in and out in like 2 hours. It's like floors, bathrooms, blah, blah, blah. But I have to have them come once a week.
The reason why I
once
have
a month?
The reason why I have a cleaning person
I'm never
is
home.
Because I cannot – bathrooms, guys. I think we've talked about this on a later episode. But let me bring everyone up to snuff. Because I clean my house. I just physically, mentally, emotionally cannot clean my bathroom or a bathroom. I don't like bathrooms. I don't. I would, if I could have an outhouse where a bathroom is out of the house, I would go in the outhouse, because I just, something about bathrooms just skeeve me the fuck out. I don't even have bathtubs. When I brought my house in Babylon, when me and my husband brought our house in Babylon 6 years ago, we were talking about bathrooms, and I said, I do not want bathtubs in the house. What about when we have kids? I'm like, she'll learn how to shower. There are no bathtubs in my house because they skeeve me the fuck out. I don't like public pools. I don't like pools in general. I don't like sinks. I don't like being engulfed in water. I've never been in the ocean in my life. And there's just something about baths that skeeve me out. You are literally bathing in your dirt, your dead skin, disgusting filth. You drain it. It's not all being drained, okay? Showers. And they even fucking skeeve me. Sometimes I don't even like showers either. We picked subway tile for my bathroom, which is the disgusting. Like, I don't want to talk about it anymore, but I have a cleaning lady.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's
been like 4.5 minutes. Fine.
Well, because I needed to let the people know.
I'm like wheezing because
I needed to let them know.
Everybody knows about your sickly, ridiculous thing with water.
No, you were talking about the cleaning lady.
I don't even remember. I was like, how do you only have them come once a month? I can't do that. Like, I need everything to be nice and clean once a week. That's it. I'm not trying to be an ass. I need it done. I'm not home. Like, you're home. It's different. Like, you're like, I clean. Home. I'm not home. The kids aren't home. Everyone's working. All I do all fucking day is clean. And I don't have, like, a bait. You know what I mean? Like,
and
I don't
be
have
bossed like, around.
My kids are big.
By a child.
Yeah.
All day long.
By the way, the bigger they get, the bigger the messes become.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because, like, your daughter's not making, like, mac and cheese on the stove and, like, leaving it all over the place.
No, because do people do that? Do they do that?
Well, I have three teenagers. What do you think?
Oh, my God. Do they not? Do you not fucking clean up?
Well, yes, when we say, can you please clean up your shit? Usually they do like a, I'll cook, you clean. So like one of them will cook the food fine. And then the other one will clean up the...
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. But Scarlett...
But they always forget to clean the stove.
Yeah.
And I'm like, does anyone remember that this is part of the kitchen as well?
Oh my God, it's so skeet. I can't, like, I don't know, just like...
And with me, now that I'm getting like older and right now I'm going through this very cranky perimenopause thing, it's very bad because I come home and I have this much energy. Zero. And I don't want to do anything, ask Gianna. I am so physically and mentally exhausted. Yeah. And I didn't even really do anything but sit at my desk. But I'm mentally shot from the day. Right. I sat in my car the other day for 2 hours. My husband called me and he goes, he literally texted me on the phone. He goes, did you get lost coming in from the driveway?
Wait, you sat in your car, your driveway?
In my driveway for 2 hours.
That. That is the best therapy sometimes. 100%.
And I'm like, nobody freaking bother me. I am sitting in here. It's quiet. It's warm. I'm cozy.
The car is running. Leave me the fuck alone. The soft purr of the engine.
Yes.
You're in your jacket.
I had Yacht Rock on.
You're like this. You're like this with your cell phone. You're like, and then scrolling. A little James Taylor in the background.
2 hours. It was Yacht Rock. 2 hours I sat in there.
Fine.
He's like, are you okay? Did you get lost on the way in? I'm like, yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Just
you know what?
Me here.
After a wedding, you know what I do after a wedding? It'll be like a long-ass day, like a 14, 15-hour day for me. I will get in my car, and I love driving.
Yeah.
I will get in my car, shut the music off, put it on mute, and just drive home in complete fucking silence. And then when I get home, I will sit in my car and scroll for like a half hour.
Yeah. There's like something about the that. Morning.
There's something. No, it is the best. It's like.
I want to know if there's people out there that don't do this. Because no. If you're not, you're totally missing out.
No,
like,
100%.
Totally missing out.
I feel like females do it more than males.
Maybe.
Because we think more and we need like a break.
Oh, yeah. My husband is literally out of his car before he even puts the car in park.
You know, trash.
Well.
Anyway, how long have we taken our break for? 6 months, right?
It's 6 months, that's yeah. Because we stopped at the end of June because that's right. When I got the whoop.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was fucking shut up. It was literally terrible.
That's when I got the WC.
Yeah, the WC. And then the wash closet. What do they call it in Europe?
What?
Yeah.
What's a wash closet?
It's a bathroom. Here we go. Okay, so forget it. Moving forward. And then, yeah, so we took off July, August, September, October, November, December, January.
Which we're was back. My insanely busy times where, like, I yeah. couldn't even breathe, to be honest with yeah. you.
And again, like, so much shit happened here.
Yes.
Like, the atelier thing we took off. We yeah. did, there's so many things. Gianna, what else changed? Gianna don't even know. So many,
new employees.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Not working with old employees. So there's like so many things.
Any crazy stories for me that I need to know of?
Like bridal stories?
Any like crazy bridal stories?
Did she say yeah? I said yeah. She's like Roz.
Who's Roz?
From Howard Stern. I know Gianna's.
Is it Roz or what was her name? That was her name.
I think her name was no, Ronnie. Wait, that's the guy from.
I thought it was Ronnie.
Look it up.
It's not fucking Roz, Corinne.
Roz is the girl. Okay,
I'm wrong. From Monsters, Inc.
No, Roz is from Frasier. But anyway.
Yes.
Same shit.
It was Ronnie. Robin. No,
Robin. Robin.
Yes.
Gianna can be like Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gianna, we're going to make you like
Gianna's Robin. Our Robin. She's just sitting in the corner like.
Okay, well, you're not allowed to watch Howard Stern.
She's sitting in the corner like heckling us.
Well, you know what? You can watch Howard Stern now because he's not a disgusting, dirty old man. He's like a normal person now.
Yeah, he's actually like a good journalist.
When I was a kid and I would hear Howard Stern, I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I was like frightened.
Yeah,
I was like legit frightened. But I watched, let me tell you, when two things that made me turn to actually like Howard Stern.
Oh.
Number one. I forgot what the two things were already because my brain frogged.
Wow, that perimenopause is something else, huh? What are the two things, Corinne?
America's Got Talent.
Okay.
He was on he was one of the judges.
Yes.
I was like, I literally loathe Howard Stern. I started watching him like, this guy's so fucking smart. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I like that. And I watched his movie prior to that. And I was like.
Private Parts?
Yeah. Great movie. If you don't know anything about Howard Stern, watch Private Parts. Yes, because you can watch how he built his whole
empire, kind of.
Yeah, let's call
He's
it
a good journalist.
But he is.
Meaning, like, he's very good at interviewing people.
Yeah.
Like, he's really good at
I just didn't understand, like, what his... when he was, like, in his prime of, like, his, like, dirty era, let's call it. Yeah. I didn't understand.
Yeah.
And I was a kid, and I was like, I don't, what? Like, I'm so uncomfortable. Pig. Like, I can hear, like, my dad watching Howard Stern says, and I was like, this is so uncomfortable. I need to put headphones on.
Ew.
It was right.
I saw Titanic with my grandpa and my dad in the movies.
The window scene with the...
the window scene, the titty scenes. Jill be like, hold up, a fresh one. It's like, I gotta go down. I'm like, how uncomfortable was that? Sticker bar. Like, I wanted to fucking kill myself. And then I remember, like, bitching to my mom that I wanted to go see it, and she wouldn't, like, she was like, no, you're not seeing it, you're not seeing it. And she's like, you know what, go ahead and go see it.
I would literally.
Your grandfather and your father are going with you. And she did that on purpose.
I don't know if the kids get like that. I'm not into that. Like, when, like, watching those weird scenes, like, with your parents when you were little, it was very uncomfortable. I was like, okay, this is weird.
I wanted to kill myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she says, mm-hmm. But we don't really watch anything like that. No.
Thank God.
No. I mean, your father watched questionable television shows, but and where I'm like, do we have to turn... I hate television. I just want to put that out right now. I do not watch TV.
You have to watch. I only watch Bravo and TLC because it's the only two...
I will watch stuff like that.
It's the...
Like, I love Andy Cohen. He's iconic. Of course. But like...
You know what?
Lately.
I love the Bravo Housewives, all that stuff. Of course, 100%. All my brides, they know to text bullshit with me. Three of my brides, did you see that page? Like, everything. And then TLC.
I don't like Bravo because Andy keeps snubbing us. Just give us a show.
I know. Fuck it, jeez. What are we gonna do?
I'll come on the New Year's and drink with you and Anderson. Yeah. I'll do tequila shots. Me and Cassie will be funnier than you guys.
Like, we'll do whatever we have
to do. Oh, I just insulted him. Now we're fucked.
What did you say? Well, what?
I said we'll be funnier than them. I'm gonna say it was a little weird this year. And I'm glad. I was so excited that the tequila came back.
It seems like forced.
It wasn't like that prior. Then they took the drinks away.
Right.
And then I was like, this is weird. They took their drinks away.
And now they get their drinks back and they felt like they had to perform. But you could tell like they were forcing it.
I love Anderson Cooper, though. He's amazing. He's such a cutie. He's whatever. Another one. Let me just put you in my pocket.
I'm over him.
Really?
TLC. Wait, do you watch TLC shows?
Well, no, because they don't go as a show either, so I'm boycotting.
My God. Me and my husband started this new show last night, Baylin Out Loud. It's this girl, Baylin. She's, like, big on TikTok. She has Tourette's, and it's...
She's the brown-haired, curly-haired girl?
Curly blonde. Pretty beautiful. She's a gorgeous
girl. I know who she is.
Family of six. Live in West Virginia. She's, like, 20-something.
Does, like, stuff like that.
Woohoo! She does that a lot.
Woo-hoo. No, but she does one where she does like her arm and she goes up.
I'm not sure, but all I know is that it's fucking insane.
Tell me something she says is like iconic.
I mean, she has, I don't remember what this tick is called.
Because there's a couple of people with Tourette's on there.
Look at Baylin.
She has very specific.
Gianna, look her up for me.
Oh, I can't.
It's, but she says like dirty shit, like penis, like out loud. Or like, I need my to mother has cramps girl, and it's fucking insane.
I used to watch this girl and I was like, fascinated by
her. Yes, it's fascinating. I feel awful for her, and I give her a lot of credit. I give her family a lot of credit because I couldn't imagine what they go through. Her fucking boyfriend is hot as fuck.
If it's the same girl, she's very pretty.
Yeah, she's beautiful. But it's, like, so crazy, and, like, her whole thing is she wants to move out of her family's house. She wants to move out of her family's house.
Can she?
But, like, they'll be in the kitchen with her trying to like show her how to use egg, like, you know, she like her tics and stuff. It's like violent.
Oh, yes, that's her. Wait.
You have to watch her show.
Oh, damn it. I always think it's touch
screen. She's on a show called Bailin Out Loud on.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah, that's definitely her.
Bailin Out Loud on, what was the last time? Monday? Mondays at 9 p.m. It's unbelievable. I give her so much credit.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
What's going to happen to all these TikTok people when.
Is that going to happen? Let's talk about that. Is that going to happen? Because it I feel like might. This is. No, but like, is it really
I'm going
because.
I'm over to Red Note if anyone wants to find me over there.
Is it really? Because I feel like that's. That. It always, that always was an issue.
Like, this is like a real
TikTok's
thing.
TikTok's getting banned. No, but is this like going to really happen this time? Because I feel like we're at, like, it's been like a while where people keep saying this.
Well,
right?
It's supposed to be January. It's, when is it? You know, this week, Sunday. The 19th?
Sunday.
Sunday fun day. It's not going to be fun day for anyone that's on TikTok right now.
So
I literally love TikTok. I don't care what anybody friggin' says. I'm not performing espionage on there. I'm going on there to be like, what's happening? I want to look at dresses. I want to look at people doing fashion. I want to look at cute little dances. Like, I want to see, I want to hear the tea. Like, what is Bethany Frankel? Like, what is she, like, doing this weekend? Like, which makeup is she, like, doing a review on?
But
like, that's what I'm looking on TikTok
Why are
for.
They going to, why? Like, what's the whole premise?
Because they're
this?
Saying that it's a, yeah, I guess, like, it's a security breach. I don't know. It's a Chinese-owned company and... They don't want us on.
I hear a lot of rumors that some people are going to buy it, though. Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't think it's going to happen in a couple days. But listen, anything can happen. This is America. Anything can happen in a couple days. But if it does,
I'll be on Red Note. What's Red Note?
I don't know. Some other Chinese company that made like a TikTok thing.
Really?
So they have their own TikTok. There's two of them right now that I'm kind of like checking out. One is Fanbase, I believe it's called, and the other one is Red Note.
I thought you were going to say OnlyFans, and I was like,
and
oh.
And OnlyFans, well, I mean, we have one of those too, but that's besides the point. So, no, I'm just kidding.
Is she?
Kind of no. So, those two seem to be ones that people are going over to. I heard, not to bring up Bethany again, but I was just watching her this morning, and she said she got on Red Note, and she was like, this is where the party's at. I'm at the after party, blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, Bethany got banned. So Bethany is now off, apparently, of Red
Why
Note.
Did she
I'm
get
hoping
banned?
She gets back on. I don't know. I'm waiting for the next video to see if she got back on.
It's supposedly called Red Note?
It's called Red Note. If you look at, I don't know if this is like taboo. Like, I don't even know if I'm allowed to share this with people, but I'm going to share with our viewers. The seven of you that are out there.
We're going to manifest more cringe.
Oh, 100%. 100%. There's going to be many, many more. But yeah, so I'm waiting for her to get back on and figure out why she was banned. Someone said it's stricter, but I don't know what that means. I mean, honestly, like, we're posting like dresses and stuff. Like, what are they going to ban us for?
Right.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Do you know that? Listen, then what's going to happen? Everyone's going to come on my beautiful Instagram that I'm obsessed with. And then I'm going to, like, all these influencers are going to come on Instagram. Do you know that I deleted TikTok in the height of COVID?
Okay, you have TikTok on your phone right now, right?
No, I deleted it.
You have to put it back on, because if it gets deleted, you cannot get back on.
Okay, I don't want to get back.
Why?
Because I deleted TikTok because I feel like it really, like, I am on my phone too much as it is. And I am, and I have a lot of guilt about it. Like, sometimes Scarlett, like, come play with me, and I'm, like, sitting there on my phone. Ooh. I'm like, why am I on my fucking phone? Like, I need to go play with my kid. But it's hard because I have a business, and I have my emails on my phone. Am I, like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But I just feel like with another, I'm
well,
already.
Why can't you do that thing on the phone where you, like,
no,
you, like, lock your apps?
Because then I'm, like, delay for the day because I'm, like. I feel like it was just taking away from my productivity. And, like, it's just
TikTok
another thing.
Fans are going to like this.
What?
Just kidding.
I fucking love you all, TikTok people.
We have a lot of fans on TikTok.
Just because I don't have the app doesn't mean I don't love it. I do like it. I like doing TikToks. I like being out there and like the comedy and stuff. But I personally cannot have it on my device because I feel like I'm becoming a slave to my cell phone. And I feel like a lot of people out there feel the same way. Especially as a parent with a young kid, you're just like, fuck.
I feel like, yeah, I do agree what you're saying. I also feel like it's my outlet though.
Yeah, I get that. Because a lot of people, like my friend Jen always like, at night, that's what she'll do, to like decompress, scroll through TikTok. Mm. But also, TikTok can get fucking dark, though.
Well, it depends. I've been in some crazy, like
really
TikTok holes
toxic
where I'm like,
depression.
How do I get out of here? You have to, like, know what you're watching. Like, right now, I have a lot of, like, astrology shit on mine.
Oh, yeah, you're turned into, like, a hippie.
Who? Where?
You
in
bitch.
Which land am I a hippie?
I don't know. You're talking to Jay. You're like, yes, the moon's in Mercury tonight. That's first right. First of all, okay. Up and all that. Oh, did you see the moon last night? Like, what?
The moon was huge. It was like a moonstruck moon up there. And number two, I think there is a lot of things in the universe. And as the last couple of years we have gone on, I've noticed that things change and people's, like, the way that their thought process works, their personalities, things change with different things. And I'm like, wow, maybe there really is something to it. I'm no expert.
But I'm just saying. I'm no expert, but let me go rub my crystal in the back room just to, you know.
Fuck off.
No, you're, like, so into it. I feel like that's your thing. You've been like that.
Because I'm realizing, like, Gianna knows it too. Like, and I think I've texted you and Sam. I'm like, all of a sudden, like, sometimes I'll say something and then all of a sudden it'll happen. Or I'll be, like, talking about Gianna, like, randomly. What happened the other day? I was talking about Dad and he just walked in the back door. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, and Sam was like, that's really creepy. And I was like, yeah, I know, right? It's like I'm calling for intuitive people. And yes.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that I have something. I'm not crazy. I'm not, like, witchy.
No, I don't. Witchy.
Maybe a little witchy and a little bitchy. But that's all right. I kind of it's interesting to me.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So I'm like, you know what?
That's your thing.
I'm just going to flow with it. And it said that 2025 was supposed to be this big, huge thing because Pluto went to Aquarius, blah, blah, blah. And, like, it's supposed to be, like, 19 years of, like, all this amazing shit. So I am going with that. So you're going to have 19? Staying in the positive.
No, right, yes. Well, yeah. I wanted to do the vision boards.
For a long time, but.
I want to do the vision boards.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Oh, we did talk about that.
Thick and tired. You going first. You're going first.
Wait.
Because now we don't have a million people to go through. You're going first. What is your fucking thick and what is your tired?
I totally forgot.
Well, on the whim. Let's go. Thick.
So my thick.
19 years of positivity.
So I guess my thick is the line that's coming out. We can kind of talk about it. Well.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
Because Sam just showed me.
Yes.
It is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like really cute. I need to get that. Get it?
Well, it's not out yet. It's going to be out this spring. So that's what I'm going to say about that. I don't want to get too much into it. I don't want to say a name or anything yet because we're not like.
What is it fucking called to edit it out?
No, I don't even have a name yet.
Oh.
Like, we don't even. It's that, like, we've been working on it. The girls have been doing, like, a really good job with Gonzalo. Like, everyone's, like, really putting, like, their all into it. Mm-hmm. We've scrapped a few things. We've brought stuff in that we didn't think. But there's, like, unexpected things, too. And it's things that, like, brides need and, like, that they come in here and they're asking for. And we're like, we're going to give it to you.
Now, question for you.
Yes.
Will you, obviously, Irie and Maine, we're curvy. You know, we cater to the average size female. Will Sam, if someone requested, design or create dresses for, like, smaller?
So right now the line is being created as, like, a plus size line, but we can basically make any size, yes.
Okay.
So if a smaller bride comes in and she wants the dress, then
and they it see would it, be, let's just say they're scrolling through Instagram.
So like, I just want to say, too, it's not a bridal gown line. It's like cocktail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like wedding guest?
Not guest yet, because we're not there yet. Yeah. But it's more like for the bride, like engagement party, rehearsal dinners, things like that. But they're more bridal and not just like a little like white cotton dress from Shein. Like they're a little bit more fancier, fun and flirty. There's some really elegant pieces.
Elevated.
Yeah, elevated. Yeah.
I love it.
So there's some that are like, but there's still some like, I still really wanted to, you know, going back and forth with Sam, like we added some like fun and flirty elements.
Yeah.
That were like, you know, I think girls really look for, especially right now. So.
Just something different to pop.
Yeah. You know, you need that.
But you're tired.
Oh, God. My tired, I think.
What's your tired, bitch?
So my tired is people that drain my energy.
Why are you staring at me in the eyes when you say that to me?
I don't know. I just felt like it's not you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. You actually don't drain me.
Do you, really?
Yeah, no, not at all.
Do I fill you up?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You fill up my love, what is it? My love tank.
We said it was not that kind of podcast, Corinne.
Who had the love tank?
Vicky from Housewives.
Yeah, Housewives.
Obviously, Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yep. She was great. So yeah, no, people have drained my energy. I'm over it. 2025 and the end of 2024 became like a very, like, I'm not taking shit from people anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm just over it. Like, if you're not, I'm not saying that you need to do everything for me, but if I'm doing things for you and you're not, what's the word I'm looking for?
Giving back.
Giving back, even in the slightest way, I'm not having it. I have no reason for anything, like, of no substance in my life.
Right. Okay.
That's what my, yeah, I'm over it. Stupid.
Yeah. That was a good thing. I'm tired.
Fucking stupid.
I'm going to start with my tired. I am tired.
Oh.
Now on to me. I am tired of the fucking winter. And I never used to be like that. I was a winter girl. I don't like sweating. I don't like flip-flops. I don't like...
You don't like flip-flops?
No, because like my... I know. I don't like flip-flops.
Really?
No. Wow. I just... I don't... I'm not... I was never into like summer, the heat and all that shit until I had a kid. And I'm like, get me the fuck out of this house. Because like I can't just like... Like it's like... We just had that big... That... What do you call it? That cold front.
That was, it was freezing.
I just wanted her to get the fuck out of the house and like run around. But no, we can't because you're going to get hypothermia.
Do you think you'll ever move out of state?
No, absolutely not. Never. I'm a New York girl forever.
Okay.
Continue. Why?
I was just asking.
Why? That's weird.
Because you said you don't like winter. So it's winter. I'm just curious.
No, I.
Like, do you think you'd go someplace like the Carolinas where it's like nicer weather?
Trash. Never. No offense.
Oh my God.
No, I just.
Shit. We don't mean any disrespect for the
Carolinas. No, my ex moved down to the Carolinas. And
isn't he deceased?
Dead. Rest in peace. May God
just Jesus Christ.
Anyway, therapy. Here's a therapy. So my thick, and I could probably talk about it, is my January 22nd photo shoot.
Oh, yeah. I'm like shouting that because I'm excited for you.
I mean, yeah. I'm doing, should I?
Yeah.
I'm going to rebrand and I'm so nervous about it. But you know what? It's time.
It's perfect.
Been time. You know, I'm not going to say what I'm going to do, but
I'm excited for you.
I'm nervous because like I got my new logo. I'm going to do the photo shoot. I just have to get like the website rolling. The thing I'm most nervous about, not so much Google anymore and changing my shit on Google, because I found a really great consultant that can do that all for me. If I just, because I will pay you however much money I need to just do it. I don't want to fucking learn how. I could show you. No, I don't want to fucking be taught. Just do it. All right, do it. That's why you are a professional. Take my damn money and do it.
This is why I pay people.
I'm worried that, like, when I change my Instagram handle over, you know what I mean? Like, I've worked so hard building that up. Mm-hmm. Even though followers, like, whatever. But, like, I don't know. I'm just nervous about it. But I'm just going to trust that it came to me for a reason, this whole idea.
But so, you're not – you're still on the same Instagram and everything.
Yes. And I'm just going to change my handle over. Yeah, but, so like, then, when people go to type in, like, Cassidy Corden, you know what I mean? I don't know. But I'm just going to trust the process. Like, this is meant to happen because it came to me, you know? So I came this far, so.
Yeah. I think it's fabulous.
Thank you, bitch.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
I'm excited for your photo shoot.
Well, that concludes the first episode of Thick and Tired.
It went so fast.
It went so fast because we're just bullshitting.
Literally.
I feel like it was great, but, like, we have to, like, I got to stay on topic last time, but I think we're just so excited to get back. And, like, me and you talk like this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you're one of my best friends that it's hard to, you know, but we'll figure it out. But I hope you guys had so much fun. And just like the last time, DM us, send us an email, call the store with shit you want to hear. If you have any good topics, if you see something on social media that I want us to cover, send it on over to us. But we are so happy to be back.
Yeah. Tell us some good stuff. Give us some good tea if you have any like
bridal. We also love
We love tea, and we love to hear it from our brides. And, like, even if you want to talk about other people, that's great. Yeah. We love that. Just don't talk about us.
I mean, you can, and then we'll just come back.
And we'll talk about you. It's fine. Mm.
Until then,
see you next Tuesday.